I'm Amy Edding, sitting in for Brian Lehrer, and the clip of children cheering and chanting is from a new film out of Jordan, Captain Abu Raed. The captain in question would like to have traveled around the world as an airline captain, but he's actually an airport janitor. Kids in his community don't know that, though. They mistake him for a pilot. Abu Raed indulges their fantasies with stories he invents about his supposed travel, stories that end up inspiring the kids, giving them hope, and changing their lives. The film is Jordan's first full-length feature film in 50 years, and it opens Friday at the Angelika Theater in Manhattan. Its writer and director is Amin Matalka. He joins me on the program. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You were born in Jordan, but you grew up in the United States. How did you develop an interest in the movies?
Well, I grew up in Jordan until I was 13, and then I moved to the next 14 years of my life in Ohio, and then I moved to Los Angeles. But I've always wanted to make movies since I was a kid. The influence of Hollywood on my childhood, or pretty much anyone in the Middle East, is pretty big. As kids watch, you know, I grew up watching E.T. and Superman and the Spielberg films, and then the Hitchcock movies, and so those shaped kind of my interest in film. And then when we moved to the States, it became something that was more tangible. And ironically, now my first feature film, I end up going back to Jordan to make. So it's getting smaller, the world we live in.
Right. Yeah. Why did you want your debut film to be set in Jordan?
Well, I always thought I'd make Hollywood movies, and I went to the American Film Institute,
Located
David
in L.A.,
Pritchard,
right.
Yeah, in L.A., because I live in L.A., and my producer, David Pritchard, said, no, don't focus on this. Go back and make something where you come from. You can really make something that could be effective, and there's a need for it. And I realized after screening a few of my short films there in the summer of 2005 that there was actually a real response. And David said, do something universal so that it's not just for a local audience, but it's something international. And he said, do something that if Charlie Chaplin were alive, he'd want to be in. And that idea, you know, evolved, and I was always interested in universal stories. I'm not, you know, I think the problem right now is you think of the Middle East, you think of politics and religion and all these things, and, you know, we went in a different angle. We want to show the human stories.
You just answered about five of my questions in that 3 minutes. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see what else I can ask you about. So when you talk about growing up in Jordan and seeing a lot of American films, tell me about the film industry in Jordan. Did you see any Jordanian films? Does a film industry there exist?
No, I mean, it's funny, the greatest film of all time, Lawrence of Arabia, was shot in Jordan, or mostly in Jordan, but there wasn't a Jordanian film industry. Growing up, it was kind of a far-fetched dream when we were in Jordan, but there was a film made in 1957, an amateur production, you know, but since we've made Abu Raed, it's emerged that there was a movie back in the 50s. And then I guess a couple of smaller attempts along the way, but nothing has ever really left Jordan as an export.
What are the logistical issues of filming in Jordan? I just saw the excellent movie The Hurt Locker. It was filmed in Jordan. What's the film trade like there?
It's funny because The Hurt Locker shot with some of the same crew that worked on Abu Raed. They shot the week after we finished shooting. So a lot of the locals who were there, we brought with us about a dozen crew from the States, from L.A., like the department heads. And then we pulled together a crew from Jordan, and then some from Tunisia, some from Lebanon, some from Morocco. And, like, we pieced together a crew who ended up staying. And I want to mention that in 2003, they started the Royal Film Commission to encourage local filmmaking. So there's a lot of short films being made right now telling local stories, gearing their way towards feature films. And then they're also, you know, inviting a lot of foreign films or Hollywood films to come shoot in Jordan. Transformers ended up shooting some scenes in Jordan as well, and so you're seeing a lot more production there.
Is it an aim of yours to help develop the film industry in Jordan?
I mean, the making Captain Abu Raed became like this very satisfying spiritual experience for all of us. So my goal initially is selfish. I just want to make my own movie. But then as this experience has bloomed and kind of inspired, I think, a few people over there, it's inspired me in return to be continuously involved. And you know, if I can help make a difference in one way or another through the stories that I'm enjoying making, then yes, definitely. I mean, I plan to make American films just as much, but there's something very satisfying kind of being, you know, a piece of history with an emerging film industry in Jordan.
I'm speaking with writer and director Amin Matalka, who's joining me from Los Angeles. His film Captain Abu Raed is opening this Friday at the Angelica in Manhattan. Here's an excerpt from the film. It's in Arabic, but let's give a listen.
Ta'al.
La.
Ta'al.
La.
Ta'al. افتح ايدك. افتح ايدك. افتح ايدك. افتح ايدك.
Okay, I think we get the picture.
Dad
beating up son. Can you explain what's happening in the clip?
Well, I mean, the film, I don't want to give too much away. This is going into the latter half of the film. But, you know, the movie is about people connecting across social barriers, and it's like the rich and the poor connecting. And as we delve further into the film, we have the one of the characters in the film is an abused kid, and so this is a scene that where you go into his home and you kind of hear things behind the door, and now we're entering his world, you know. But this is kind of, I don't want to give too much away. But it's ultimately a film about, you know, hope and inspiration and the unlikely the influence of an unlikely hero. You know, the janitor is a man who we pass on the street and we, you know, tend to ignore. And what if this person had actually all these things that he had to offer?
There are snippets of other languages in the film. Here's a clip of a Frenchman at the airport thanking that janitor, Abu Raed, for helping him find his bags.
Merci, merci, merci de toutes les façons. Gracias, obrigado, shukran, grazie.
Grazie, shukran.
Ça veut dire que c'est un merci universel, c'est un merci qui vient partout.
Is it significant that thank you is something we learn in many languages?
Well, that was kind of a little an incident in the film where, a little homage to François Truffaut, and we actually, this is a little joke in there, the Frenchman is called Truffaut, François Truffaut. The idea is that Abu Raed is this kind of person who reaches out to the people in the airport, who connects with them as they come from other parts of the world, and he's just a simple man who has dreams to go see the rest of the world, and the airport is his gateway, and yet he's never traveled. And at the same time, to the kids, he's actually someone, they think he's someone who's traveled. And then there's his friendship with the female pilot who has actually been to all these parts of the world, and just the connections, you know, the idea that we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, and I wanted to circle back, something you just said reminded me of it. You talked about Charlie Chaplin. How was Charlie Chaplin an inspiration for this film?
Well, you know, the most famous character in cinema history probably would be the Tramp. And the Tramp is the simple person, the simple man on the street who you know, everybody ignores. And likewise, Captain or Abu Raed is just this you know, simple janitor who people pass by him and they don't really pay attention to him, but he's got a lot to offer to the world. He's a Renaissance man in many ways. And I love Nadim Sawalha, our actor, who is brilliant, and he's just wonderful. He summed it up. He said, to me, Abu Ra'id is in this world, but not of this world. And I hope that in 20, 50, 100 years, when we look back at this little film, while it is Jordanian, it's not really stamped. It doesn't have a time stamp on it, or it is a universal story. And I'm a huge Chaplin fan. It's amazing to me. I live actually just a 5-minute walk from Chaplin's studio, and I just walk down there sometimes for inspiration and just to look at his studio and say, God, Chaplin was here. And today you watch his films, and they are incredible.
You've gotten a great reception for the film. You won an award at the Sundance Film Festival. What kind of reception is the film getting in Jordan?
It came out in Jordan just over a year ago, and it had a pretty awesome response. There was a lot of enthusiasm from when we started filming, in fact. There was a lot of excitement that there was actually a Jordanian movie being made. And Queen Rania actually came to the premiere, which was pretty great. And then it played in the theater for almost 3 months, which was really cool seeing, Captain Abu Ra'id side by side at the multiplex next to Rambo.
And we'll leave it there. Jordanian writer-director Amin Matalka, whose first feature film, Captain Abu Ra'id, opens Friday at the Angelica. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us here on WNYC.
Thanks, and people can see captainfilm.com for more scheduled information on other cities.
Thanks so much. I'm Amy Eddings. Mike Pesca is in tomorrow for Brian. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up next, The Leonard Lopate Show. Stick around.